Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Whoa. ¿Qué está pasando? What's going on? How do I describe what's going on in Spanish to my Latino friends? Well, let's find out in this new episode of Speaking Spanish for Beginners. ¡Vamos! Hola amiga, hola amigo, ¿cómo estás? ¿Todo bien? Espero que sí. Bienvenidos a un nuevo episodio de Speaking Spanish for Beginners. Me llamo Marco, my name is Marco, soy de Chile, I'm from Chile, y soy el presentador de este podcast, and I'm the host of this show. Are you new here? This is a show to help Spanish beginners improve their language skills. We explain the contents in English and then we give you the opportunity to use what you have learned in the episode. The opportunity to speak Spanish. Hablar español. Today, you will learn how to talk about ongoing actions in Spanish using a verb form called el gerundio. Are you familiar with this concept? If not, this is the episode for you. And if you are, well, stick around for the practice section and listening activity within the episode. Are you ready for this? ¿Listos para esto? Let's get started. ¡Empecemos! Up to this point in this podcast, we have covered how to talk about frequent actions using the present tense. We have looked at regular, irregular, and reflexive verbs. We have also taught you how to describe the frequency of your actions. If you haven't studied those episodes yet, you can check them out later. But as I mentioned, those are used to describe things you normally do, habits. However, what if you want to describe what's going on right now? I'm sure you're probably doing something else while listening to this episode. Can you describe it in Spanish? You're probably jogging in the park, walking your dog, doing the dishes, commuting to work, going back home, and who knows what else. And if you're not doing any of that, you're listening to this podcast. So you're still doing something at this moment. So let's suppose that I, your Latino friend, call you right now and ask you, hola, ¿qué estás haciendo? What are you doing? ¿Qué estás haciendo? Would you know how to reply to that? Well, if not, that's precisely what we're going to study today. And for doing so, we will look at something called the gerund. El gerundio. Spelled G-E-R-U-N-D-I-O. Gerundio. And what is the gerund or gerundio?
Oh my god! What is that?
Well, it's a verb form that helps us to talk about the development of an action. We will focus here on the development of actions happening at the moment of speaking, happening right now. For the gerundio, the equivalent in English is the ing form of verbs. Thus, if somebody calls me right now and asks me, what are you doing now, Marco? ¿Qué estás haciendo ahora, Marco? I would say, I'm recording a podcast. Estoy grabando un podcast. And with that, the person will understand that's what I'm doing right now at the moment of speaking with he or she. In order to talk about ongoing actions, the structure is very simple. We use the verb estar to be, right? Estar, yo estoy, tú estás, él está, etc., plus the gerund, el gerundio. And that's it, estar plus gerundio. And how do we form the gerund? We construct the gerundio by adding the following endings. If the verb ends in R, A, R, right? That is the ending. R, such as trabajar. You remove the ending R and then you add ando. A, N, D, O. Ando. That way, trabajar in the gerund form is trabajando. One more time, trabajando. And for the verbs ending in er, er, and ir, ir, so er and ir, you form the gerund by replacing these endings by yendo, i-e-n-d-o, yendo. That way, the verb comer, for example, to eat, comer, changes to comiendo. One more time, comiendo. And the verb escribir, to write, escribir, changes to escribiendo. One more time, escribiendo. So those are the possible endings of the gerund. Let's illustrate this structure with an example. At this moment, I'm talking, right? The verb to talk is hablar. It ends in ar, hablar. And I'm the person performing this action. So I, yo, that's the subject. That way, if I want to say I'm talking, I have to say estoy hablando. I'm talking. Estoy hablando. And here you can see I use the verb estar plus gerund. Just as I explained before, estoy hablando. What if I want to say they are talking? In that case, we have to conjugate the verb estar with ellos or ellas, right? They are the ones performing the action. And the verb estar conjugated with ellos or ellas is están. And then I add the gerund. So to put it all together, they are talking would be están hablando. They are talking, están hablando. Now is your time to form your sentence. Right now you're listening to this podcast. First of all, how do we say to listen in Spanish? What is your answer to that? The answer is escuchar, a verb ending in AR, escuchar. And if you want to say, I'm listening to this podcast, how would that be in Spanish? The answer is, estoy escuchando este podcast. I'm listening to this podcast. Estoy escuchando este podcast. And as you notice, there is no need to mention the subject every time in Spanish because the conjugation already tells us who the person performing the action is. That's why for I'm listening to this podcast, you can just say estoy escuchando este podcast. And you can omit yo. No need to say yo estoy escuchando este podcast. It's not incorrect, but it doesn't sound that natural to say the subject all the time. And maybe you're wondering, Marco, are there any irregular verbs in the gerundio? Well, yes, you guessed the answer. Normally the change happens in the first part of the word, which is called the root. Not familiar with this concept? Let's see this with an example. The verb mentir, to lie, mentir, M-E-N-T-I-R, mentir, is irregular in the gerund. When we form the gerund of this verb, the root ment changes to mint. And then mentir is mintiendo. One more time, mintiendo. If it was a regular verb, we would just say mentiendo. But it's not the case, so the gerund of mentir is mintiendo. Same with the verb decir, D-E-C-I-R, decir, which means to say or to tell, which is also irregular in the gerund. When we form the gerund form of decir, we say diciendo, not diciendo. Why? Because it's irregular, that's why. And how do you know when a verb is irregular? Well, that's a matter of practice, 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 and exposition. Take it from me. No estoy mintiendo. Estoy diciendo la verdad. I'm not lying, I'm telling the truth. No estoy mintiendo, estoy diciendo la verdad. To recap, to talk about ongoing actions at the moment of speaking, we use the verb estar in the present tense plus the gerund, gerundio. So let's move to the practice section of this podcast. You're going to listen to a dialogue between Jessica and I. We're going to talk about what we're doing at the moment of speaking and we are bored at home. And then we talk about a plan to go out together. Are you ready for this? ¿Listos? ¡Go!
Hola Marco, ¿cómo estás?
Hola Jessica, bien, ¿y tú?
Todo bien. ¿Qué estás haciendo?
Estoy jugando videojuegos, ¿y tú?
Estoy viendo las noticias, pero nada interesante.
Oye, ¿quieres salir? No estoy haciendo nada importante en este momento.
Sí, chévere. ¿A qué horas nos juntamos?
Was it too difficult for you? Remember, you can always go back and listen to it again. Now, I will ask you two questions, and when you hear this sound, you have to provide your answer in Spanish. Ready? Question number one. Pregunta uno. ¿Qué está haciendo Marco? What is Marco doing? ¿Qué está haciendo Marco? Question number two. Pregunta dos. ¿Qué está haciendo Jessica? What is Jessica doing? ¿Qué está haciendo Jessica? Were you able to reply the first time you listened? Well, in that case, congratulations! You're doing very well. If you didn't understand the verbs we used, they are jugar and ver. Jugar and ver. Those are the verbs. So now that you know the verbs, how would they be in the gerund? Go back and listen to it again if you need it. Gracias por escuchar Speaking Spanish for Beginners. If you enjoyed this podcast, please give it a 5-star review and recommend it to your friends on social media. That really, really helps us to grow, reach more Spanish learners, and continue creating content to help you with your Spanish. And if you want to get updates about new Latinale content, videos, podcasts, courses, and much more, subscribe to our newsletter. For more information, visit www.latinale.com or check out the episode description. ¡Hasta la próxima! ¡Chao, chao!
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.